Our parasha, Parashas Bahar, of course, begins by speaking about the mitzvah of Shemitah. And the pasuk says, "V'da b'shem Moshe b'har Sinai lemer." And Rashi says, "My inyan Shemitah etzel har Sinai." Why is Shemitah? Why specifically, by the mitzvah of Shemitah is har Sinai mentioned? For like kol mitzvahs nemru m'Sinai, all of Tariq mitzvahs were mentioned as Sinai. Why is Shemitah singled out? To teach us, Alma Shemitah Nemer Kolosav the Gutter Misinai. Shemitah, we clearly see from this pasuk that all of the rules and the details about Sinai, about Shemitah, were taught at Har Sinai. Af Kulan all mitzvahs Nemra Kolosav the Gutter Misinai. All of the rules and all of the details were mentioned at Har Sinai, but it still doesn't answer the fundamental question: why this very important lesson, that all the halachas and all the rules and all of the mitzvahs, all of the details were mentioned at Sinai, why is Shemitah that mitzvah where the Torah wants to teach us that lesson? The pasuk says, "Daba bnei Yisrael, v'amarta leim ki savoya la'aretz ashinoysen lachem, v'shofsa aretz Shabbos la'ashem." And Rashi says, "Shabbos la'ashem, l'shem Hashem." It should be l'shem Hashem, just like it said by Shabbos Bereishis. And here too, we need to understand what is the connection between Shemitah and Shabbos Bereishis. And also again, here the Torah is teaching us that when we fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah, it should be l'shem Hashem. And the question again is, all mitzvahs that we fulfill have to be done l'shem Hashem. Why is the mitzvah of Shemitah singled out as the mitzvah that we need to do l'shem Hashem? The pasuk also says regarding Shemitah, v'asas ha'tfu l'shalashonim, because we won't be planting anything in the seventh year, the Torah gives us a bracha that what we plant in the sixth year will last for 3 years, six, seven, and eight. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he runs the world is b'derech ha'teva. The world goes with its natural order. Yet here, not only does the Torah say that we will have nothing to worry about by fulfilling the mitzvah Shemitah, but the Torah says guarantees v'asul shalishonim. How is that to be understood? The Gemara in Masechet Makis, Daf Chof Gimel Amabeis, teaches us, Shmei Shmeis v'shloish esher mitzvahs nemrala l'moshe m'sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was given Taryag mitzvahs, but says the Gemara, Bo Chabakuk v'mida mamachas. Chabakuk Hanovi summarized, and he said there's one foundation, there's one concept that summarizes the entire Torah, and that is Tzadik b'munaso yichya. Everything that we do, our entire belief system, and all the mitzvahs that we fulfill, and all the averis that we avoid, all emanate from amuna. A person who lives with amuna is a person who knows that he has to do what Hashem told him to do, and he's not allowed to do what Hashem told him not to do, and he has nothing to worry about when he lives his life that way, because he's living his life with emuna abitachin. From all of the mitzvahs that we have, where is that concept of emuna most evident? It's most evident by Shabbos. Every Shabbos, we close our business and we don't do any work, and we're not concerned that it will affect our income. It's evident by tzedakah. When a person gives from his own money to tzedakah, he's pronouncing that I'm not concerned that by giving away my money, I'm going to be adversely affected, because I live with a emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of me. And also by the mitzvah of Shemitah. So what the Torah is telling us is, all of the mitzvahs are supposed to be done l'shem Hashem. What does it mean it's supposed to be done l'shem Hashem? They're supposed to be done l'shem Hashem to pronounce our emunah and our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Shemitah and Shabbos are so very connected, because they both pronounce that declaration that we have a Emunah in Hashem. And that's what the why Rashi said, that Shemitah is connected to Shabbos Bereishis. And that's why Shemitah is the mitzvah where the Pasuk says that the mitzvah should be done L'Shem Hashem. Because what is meant when it's meant to do L'Shem Hashem? It's not just meant that I'm doing the mitzvah because Hashem told me to do the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah because I'm declaring we're doing the mitzvah that I have a Emunah and Bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Mashmitah, the Shemitah is the mitzvah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that everything that we have to do and everything that we may not do, Nemar Misinai, it all came from Har Sinai. It all emanates when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, we accept the first mitzvah of Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Shemitah belongs there. Because Shemitah is also the mitzvah of Emunah. And if we think about this parsha, that is the lesson of this parsha. The Torah continues to discuss the serious issur of taking interest. And the Kli Yoker says, what is the connection that the Torah speaks about the issur of ribis next to the mitzvah of Shemitah? Explains the Kli Yoker that the Gemara explains, Chazal teaches us, neshach, the word neshach means to bite. Ribis, interest, bites the person who's borrowing the money. But neshach is also, interest is also called marbis. It's also called interest. What does that mean? So he explains that normally when somebody invests or somebody enters into a business, or somebody does something, he is not guaranteed that he's going to be successful. Not every investment pays off. Not every business is successful. Interest is a sure thing. So a person who has funds would normally assume that the best way to use my funds to make sure that my income, that my money multiplies, is by interest. A person who doesn't take interest is actually declaring that there's no sure thing in life. The only sure thing that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why I'm not going for the sure thing. I'm not going for the interest. I'm not going for something that will hurt somebody else and profit me. I'm going to do business in a way that actually I declare and recognize that I am dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the parasha continues, Loisasu Alilim. Again, making an Avodah Zarah. And the definition of Alilim is not only an Avodah Zarah, which means a statue, bowing down to a statue. An Avodah Zarah represents that a person declares that I believe that there's something else that has power in the world. Actually, probably the biggest Avodah Zarah is not a statue. Most intelligent people recognize that a statue is meaningless. But rather, what is an Avodah Zarah? An Avodah Zarah is Koichi V'Otzim Yodi Osli Sechayel Zeh. A person believes that we control, and we don't control anything. In fact, the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara, the Rashi says back in Parshas Vayera, that the Malachim appeared to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu told them to clean their feet from the earth that they walked on. And the question is, and Rashi explains, because they used to worship the earth that they walked on. Who would worship earth? Who would worship sand? They didn't worship the sand. They worshiped that wherever I go, I control my destiny. And that is the biggest Avodah Zarah. We don't control anything. It's not us who we control. We're declaring that we don't believe in Alilim. We don't believe that we have control, that the ultimate control is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Loisasu Lachem, don't make yourself into Alilim. And therefore, particularly every year, we read Parshas Bahar during the days going from Pesach to Shavuos as we prepare ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. The proper preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, the goal of the Kabbalah HaTorah, as we said, is to reach a madrega of recognizing v'shaf sa'aris l'Hashem, that everything is l'shem Hashem, that everything we have and everything is because we need to live with amunah and bitachin. Bo Habakkuk v'midah malachas v'tzadik v'munasa yichyah.